Any organization thinking about it needs to make a few decisions as to how are you going to introduce it. So do you want to work on specific, there needs to be an organizational, big organizational challenge, whether it's a burning platform or whether it's a great opportunity that you identify. And it's something where we don't know the answers. So standard project management, if you like, or standard training courses are not actually going to deliver the solution to this. So ask yourself the question, are we dealing with multifaceted, complex problems which could be defined as challenges, which could be defined as questions? And do we have an energy from people who would be interested in coming together to work on those alongside business as usual as well? So they need to find time to do this and to prioritize it alongside business as usual. And how can we then all become learners at a personal level, but also contributing to organizational change and organizational learning? So where it's used in a very structured way with action learning questions, what we do is have people write a paper at the end of their program. Typically, it's a 3,000 word paper because it's accredited at postgrad level. And they have to reflect on, one, what was their question and how did they develop it? Two, how did they investigate that question? So did they do some research and what was their experience of that? How did they work as an action learner with other action learners? And what have they learned? You know, what have they learned about themselves? What have they learned about the problem or the challenge? What have they learned about their organization? And for me, the power of this is that it's addressing learning at the level of insights, which is a level beyond simply acquiring new knowledge or applying new knowledge in terms of skills. Those are still important things to do. But with action learning, you have an opportunity, because you're doing it over a period of time, to learn at the level of insights. Now, my research doctorate 22 years ago was on the subject of learning through mentoring, learning relationships, coaching and mentoring relationships. And my mentor, supervisor for that program and research, was a guy some people may have heard of called Alan Mumford, Professor Alan Mumford, who alongside Peter Honey created the learning styles preferences questionnaire and survey. So Alan Mumford, you know, when I was talking to him about my interest in action learning and in mentoring, you know, said, don't preoccupy yourself with the knowledge and the skills aspects of learning. Focus in on learning at the level of insights. And you can read his stuff on this. He talks about it, and I've written about it as well, that this is the most powerful level of learning, particularly in the field of management and leadership, in my view. It's what are the insights that I've gained into why I work effectively in this sort of environment or with this sort of boss, or I don't work so effectively here. That's to do with my self-insight and knowledge about myself, which I may have gained through action learning. Or it might be insights into the way that the organization works that I've achieved, you know, through an action learning program. The interesting thing about learning at that level of insights is you can't predict at the start of the program what insights I'm going to have learned by the end. You have to have faith in the process and trust it's going to work. There will be some insights. And my insights at the end of the program or process will be different to yours. Let's accept that diversity and individuality and embrace it. And for me, that's what I've been sort of driven by myself, is one of the key principles of learning, particularly in the management and leadership context. You know, it's about how do we learn at the level of insights. And a lot of accepted experts in the field of leadership, or some, have recognized that you can't teach leadership. In fact, you know, it's about what is learned more than what is taught.